Hardin felt weary. He broke in, "What is your proposition, Your Eminence?" The sub-prefect seemed quite ready to stop fencing in favor of more direct statements. He said briskly, "It seems perfectly obvious that since Terminus cannot defend itself, Anacreon must take over the job for its own sake. You understand we have no desire to interfere with internal administration."
"Uh-huh,"
grunted Hardin dryly. "But we believe that it would be best for all concerned to have Anacreon establish a military base upon the planet."
"And that is all you would want? A military base in some of the vast, unoccupied territory, and let it go at that?"
"Well, of course, there would be the matter of supporting the protecting forces." Hardin's chair came down on all four, and his elbows went forward on his knees.
"Now we're getting to the nub.
Let's put it into language. Terminus is to be a protectorate and to pay tribute."
"Not tribute. Taxes.
We are protecting you. You pay for it." Piren banged his hand on the chair with sudden violence.
"Let me speak, Hardin.
Your Eminence, I don't care a rusty half-credit coin for Anacreon, Smyrna, or all your local politics and petty wars. I tell you this is a state-supported, tax-free institution."
"State-supported?
But we are the state, Dr. Piren, and we're not supporting." Piren rose angrily.
"Your Eminence, I am the direct representative of
His August Majesty the Emperor," chorused Anselm Haute Roderick sourly. "And I am the direct representative of the King of Anacreon."
"Anacreon is a lot nearer, Dr. Piren."
"Let's get back to business," urged Hardin. "How would you take these so-called taxes, Your Eminence? Would you take them in kind? Wheat, potatoes, vegetables, cattle?" The sub-prefect stared.
"What the devil?
What do we need with those? We've got hefty surpluses. Gold, of course. Chromium or vanadium would be even better, incidentally, if you have it in quantity."
Hardin laughed.
"Quantity? We haven't even got iron in quantity.
Gold?
Here, take a look at our currency." He tossed a coin to the envoy. Haute Roderick bounced it and stared.
"What is it?"
"Steel?"
"That's right."
"I don't understand." "Terminus is a planet practically without metals. We import it all. Consequently, we have no gold and nothing to pay unless you want a few thousand bushels of potatoes."
"Well, manufactured goods."
"Without metal?
What do we make our machines out of?"